Bring the sacrifice, my open heart. I offer up my life, I look to you, Lord. Your love that never ends restores me again. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord. In your strength will I break through, Lord. Touch me now. Let your love fall down on me. I know your love dispels all my fears. Through the storm I will hold on, Lord, and by faith I will walk on, Lord. Then I'll see beyond my Calvary one day, and I will be complete in you. To you, Lord, your love. Psalms 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
Thanksgiving is the subject that we've been looking at last Sunday and then again today. I want to call our attention back to the psalm that Brother Curtis read, Psalm 100. When I was a kid, this was one of my favorite psalms. And you know, do you know why it was one of my favorite psalms? In Sunday school, we used to be challenged to read so many chapters a week. I think we had to read like a chapter a day. You know, I was always kind of lazy. And I thought, well, you know, let me find some short chapters. Here's a short chapter. I knew them all. I knew all the short ones in the Psalms. I read Psalm 117 over and over again. That one only has, I think, three verses. But this one has five. But there's a lot that's being said here in just a few verses. So I want us to just kind of dwell on these verses for a few moments. Someone has said that the secret of thanksgiving is to be found in thanksgiving. Now, that's not the same word, but I think you'll agree that if there's not thanksgiving, then there's not thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is showing gratitude to God. Thanksgiving. Of course, thanksgiving too, but I don't think you can have thanksgiving unless you have thanksgiving. Three ways we can show gratitude to God. I want us to look this morning at the psalm before us, Psalm 100, and see here three ways that we can show gratitude to God. If you'll look there at verse 1, we're just going to look at it together, kind of analyze it a little bit. But it says there, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Now, my Bible there has three words there synonymous with joy or gladness. God obviously wants us to be glad in our service. Now, when I say service, I don't mean kind of a ritual that we go through. that we recognize that the Lord is the one who is worthy of all praise. Just like the song of Brother Curtis and Betty sang, "To God be the glory." He is worthy. He alone is worthy of our praise. Well, that glad service includes praise. It's offered in His praise, for His praise, for the employment of that service of praise. Now, if you are really thankful for someone in your life, you're going to praise them. You're going to return that thanks in a very demonstrative way, a vocal, certainly, in our voice and in the way we say it. Sometimes our actions belie our words, don't they? And we say, "Oh, thank you for that meatloaf," but we wish we had something maybe a little better, more to our liking. So, praise is very important. That word that's translated there, I was very interested. That word that's translated shout for joy, if you have a King James Version of the Bible, I think it says make a joyful noise. But it's the word that's behind that, the Hebrew word, is ruah. That's what you hear if you're a football fan. You hear it, the sound coming from the stadium, from the audience, when the home team makes a touchdown. Ruah, ruah, you've heard it. Well, that's what that word means. Now, can you say it in your heart? I don't think so. I think we have to let that out. We have to be vocal in our praise of God. The Bible says shout aloud, or the New International Version says shout aloud to the Lord. So it's offered in His praise. It's offered in His presence. Now, where is God's presence? Well, here it says, come before the Lord. Come before Him with joyful songs. And many would ask, where is God? He's certainly everywhere, isn't He? And so there are those who say, well, I don't need to go to a church to worship God. I can worship God out in nature. In fact, I can worship God better because God made all things. But I would say, I would ask, but do you really worship God out in nature? I would be distracted. I need other people to reinforce that worship, to encourage me in worship. And I trust you felt it this morning, felt the Lord's presence, and felt power that it comes as we worship Him and praise together. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. And I don't know that you can have the presence of Jesus in the same way if we do not meet together. And the Bible says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So we need that, a presence of the Lord in our lives. But also, that glad service is obviously by His people. Here it says all lands or all the earth. Give thanks or shout to the Lord, all the earth. But obviously it doesn't mean the trees. Although sometimes when I see the trees with their branches reaching up, I think of them as having been created to praise their Creator. And when I hear the birds singing, except for the crows, but when I hear the birds singing, they seem to me to be praising their Creator. God made us for praising Him. So we ought to show our gratitude to Him in glad service. But we also ought to show our gratitude to Him in godly submission. Look with me at verse 3. It says, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. Now the New International Version says we are His. Now there's an alternate translation that is actually found in the King James Version that says, and not we ourselves. So there's some debate about the exact translation of that phrase. It could be both. I think it is both. I think God intended both. That we are, God has made us, and not we ourselves. Now we need to know that there is a God, and that we are not Him, right? But sometimes we act like we're Him. And we act like we can make decisions that are only in His domain, and govern our lives according to what we think best, rather than what God thinks best for us. That's why He's given us His Word. And it requires godly submission. That requires, first of all, a knowledge of God. Here it says, know that the Lord, He is God. Now, we know a lot of things today. We're probably the most knowledgeable generation since the creation. We know more about the moon and planets than probably any other generation. We know more about science and technology, more about medicine and treating the diseases of the human body. We even know a lot about our favorite TV and movie stars and sports figures. But do we really know God? Here it says, know that the Lord, He is God. There are many ologies. Geology, cosmology, psychology, biology. Do we really know theology, which is the study of God? Here it says, know know that the Lord is God. And I believe that that puts the responsibility on us to know Him, because He has made Himself known to us. The Bible says, draw nigh. God says in the Bible, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. So do you know Him? That requires, or that godly submission requires a knowledge of God. But it also requires a knowledge of ourselves. Giving thanks is a humble thing to do. Here it says, know that the Lord is God, that He has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. I don't know much about sheep, but sometimes that offends me. And the little bit that I know, that I'm called a sheep in the Bible. Because I think my impression is that sheep are pretty stupid. Is that right? Or any sheep farmers here? Dwight isn't here. He's our resident expert on sheep.
I like lamb.
Well, lamb is good. You know, there's something about a sheep that I think may offend us, because sheep are prone to wander. Sheep are not known to be the smartest creature. Sheep are known to be very dependent upon a leader, and they look to the shepherd. Now that part of it, I think we should identify with. Well, I think all of it, because we're like sheep. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him, that is on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. So we need to know that about ourselves. Giving thanks is a humble thing to do. In giving thanks to God, we recognize our dependence upon Him. But in America today, we boast about being self-made. And we have this kind of survival instinct. Famous, favorite TV program of many. This is the opposite of the attitude reflected in the words, it is He that has made us and not we ourselves. So thanks living is in glad service. It's in godly submission. But it's also in grateful supplications. Look with me, if you will, at verses 4 and 5 there. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. So enter into His gates with thanksgiving is a picture of what we should do. And I want us to just think about, have you ever been in a class in school? Now some of you will have to think back a few years. Where you were told when you're reading something to ask questions about it. Who, what, when, where, why, how. Questions like that. Well, that's what we're going to do. Who? Well, obviously, who is to give grateful supplications? Well, obviously God's people. Those who respond to His Word. It's a command, isn't it? Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. So here we're commanded. I really think everybody is commanded, not just those that are born-again Christians, let's say. But I believe every person on earth, every person that God has created, and that means all people, are commanded to give thanks to the Lord. Well, what? Well, enter. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter requires an act of the will. It requires a posture. Supplication comes from a Latin word meaning to bend, as the bending of knees in prayer. Now, it doesn't really say supplication here. I think maybe in the King James Version it does. That's what we are to do. We are to bend the knee. We're to humble ourselves. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. When? Well, obviously now. And continually. It doesn't really say when, but I think it certainly means at all times. That doesn't mean we have to come to church at all times to praise Him. We certainly ought to, I think, whenever the church is meeting and whenever we're not providentially hindered. Sometimes we take pretty liberties with that. But not always. I know there are sicknesses and other reasons keeping us, but from coming together. But we need this. We need it. And not only do we need it, but God is blessed when we come together and worship Him in grateful supplications. Where? Well, His gates. Enter His gates, it says, with thanksgiving. And you have maybe a gate outside your house. But it's talking about the entering into the presence of God. I think of what the psalmist said when he said, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. He wants us to come with that sense of reverence and awe of Him. But that doesn't mean that that we should just sit silently and just hope that the blessing comes. Because the Bible also says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. So we need both. How? Well, with thanksgiving. The 10 lepers who were healed, we read about in Luke chapter 17. You can read it sometime if you're not familiar with it. But only one out of those 10 returned to give thanks to the Lord. See, he learned the lesson of thanksgiving. That thanksgiving is more than just words. It is doing. It's like what the Bible says about faith without works is dead. So we need to give thanks. And I'm going to throw in one other. I wish I would have thought of this before. But I left out one interrogative pronoun there, and that's why. Why? Interrogative, whatever it is. But anyway, you English people know. But why? For the Lord is good, it says here. For the Lord is good. You know, I think we need to tell ourselves that over and over again, because sometimes we forget it. And we start to think, well, the Lord is pretty, you know, if He's good, He must be good to somebody else. And we forget all of His goodness to us. I love what the hymn writer wrote, "Count your blessings, name them one by one." Well, I came across this other hymn in our hymnal. I didn't think we should sing it because I don't think we know it yet, the tune of it. But I like the words of it. And in the second stanza, and it was written by Terry York, it says this, "A life of living thankfulness moves lifeless words to willingness. Willingness to serve our Father." Of course, that's our Heavenly Father. "That service born of love demands our hearts, our minds, our strength, our hands. All the words of our thanksgiving fail to say what we can show by our thanks living.